also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, Lord, send me.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our weekly midday Bible study through the precepts, the kings of Judah and Israel. This is Brother Elder B, and this lesson is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. And we've been going strong for 7 years, but this is a series we started on Saturdays on the Shabbat and decided to shift it over to Wednesday because it's really just a reading and a review of the good and the bad of the kings of Israel that were chosen by our people. Something the Most High never intended, but once again, our people wanted to be like the Gentiles. They wanted to see a man sitting on a throne, leopard skin throne with gold enthralled, and people worshiping him, telling the Most High that he wasn't enough after all he had done. It was never his intentions for us to be in that capacity. I hope that you're doing well on what they call hump day. Because true enough, even though we don't get caught up into those things of the world, I know how when you're in this captivity and we are coming towards the end of the Gentile rule and with what they're trying to do to our people, I could just imagine what you do go through at your jobs and just trying to take care of your family. But I pray that your faith is strong. We do know when our brother Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, comes back, his main question was, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? So we must be steadfast to what we teach, what we listen to, what we preach, exhorting, encouraging one another, and holding together as a community. And that's right, pointing out those things that are wrong, that are misleading to our people, that are taking them down the wrong paths, because Esau, these Edomites, these other nations have our prophecies and our books, and they're fully aware of the fact that we are waking up. The only thing they figure they can do is mislead us, misrepresent us by using our own people and all the materials and weapons that are at their disposal. So I pray that you're remaining steadfast and you're in good company with people close to you that you pray with, talk to, and keeping that word inside you, and you're rightly dividing the word of truth. So important. I'm not going to delay the time. We're moving into part four in our understanding of the kings of Judah and Israel. All praises to the Most High, the Water of the Rock of Thalam, for the support and listening in the archives. Most High willing, on Thursdays we still have Straight No Chaser. And on the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the seventh day, which was blessed and hallowed, we get into the laws, understanding of the laws and commandments. The fact that the word law is in the New Testament 223 times, and understanding the reality of what was transpiring during what people call the New Testament era. The epistles were written by the apostles. And so tune in. If you haven't heard, you can listen to that. You can email us at tamatorah@gmx.com. Feel free to go to the YouTube channel, which is just getting up and running. And it is our desire to eventually get into the health and wellness shows, get back into that to give you some ideas and understanding, take care of your bodies, cleanse your temple, and detox on a daily basis, because the war is on against your physicality and your temple. We do have a product that we promote. You can find out more about that product at almhoida.com. That's almhoida.com. And get that today. It's a daily detox and a rejuvenate for our people that will give you the energy you need to go forth. We're going to get ready to move into the lesson.
It has been said that those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The kings of Israel and Judah. Old Testament Israel was unified and ruled by one human for only 120 years of its history. From 1050 to 930 BC, King Saul from the tribe of Benjamin, David from the tribe of Judah, and Solomon each ruled for 40 years. After Solomon's death, the unified kingdom was divided into two distinct entities, different royal lineages. The Most High himself told Solomon that the nation would split into two separate pieces because he caused the people to worship many pagan gods. What made them, and what did ultimately break them? You see, we are a royal people with a royal pedigree. And as we begin to awaken from the curses of Deuteronomy 28 and come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments while under grace, we must remember our forefathers and their sins, all while making relevant the lessons of their leadership, the good and the bad. So join me, Elder V, on Blueprint for Life this Shabbat as we look at the kings of Israel and Judah. You see, this is our legacy, our history of our sojourn. You will be inspired and you will be moved as you learn about your forefathers, the kings of Israel and Judah.
Okay.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing.
And that is no longer on Blueprint for Life. As I mentioned, that is today on Wednesdays, no longer on the Sabbath of the Shabbat to give us time to just go ahead and do a reading as we review these kings of Judah and Israel. As we mentioned in that promotion, that it's important for us to understand where we've been, to understand where we're going, and to also know the fact that what the Most High never ordained, but our people just wanted so bad, that many of these kings did evil and did wrong in the sight of the Most High. And we point that out, and we want to be able to learn from their mistakes and see how it is with our people, stiff-headed, hard-necked, stiff-necked, hard-headed people. The purpose of our learning is to go forward. We're learning that most egregious sin in breaking the commandments is why we're in the captivity we're in. And all praises to the Most High, we're in our final captivity, but hopefully we have learned from our mistakes and our forefathers' mistakes the importance of being a called out special chosen people and the emphasis being put on us to show the world that we must follow these commandments and laws that have never been done away with and that have been set in motion in the universe, in the atmosphere. So without further ado, I'm going to get into it. If you've been listening to the past lessons, you'll understand that before the kingdom was split, we dealt with King Saul, who was the first king of Israel and Judah, and King David and King Solomon. And it was after Solomon's sins that that we became a split nation of people, the northern tribes and the southern tribes. Northern tribes consisting of 10 tribes that went into Syrian captivity, and the southern tribe that dealt with Judah and Benjamin that went into slavery and came across over on slave ships, as mentioned in Deuteronomy 28:68. Now, today we're going to take a look at Asa, who did right in the sight of the Most High, for he was a son of a previous king. Take a look at Jehoshaphat, who was also a son of a previous king, and he did right in the Most High's eyes sight. But we will also take a look at Jehoram, who was also known as Joram, who was a son as well, but did evil in the Most High's sight. And we'll do that today through our readings. And I want to start with Asa. And when we talk about King Asa, who was a king of Judah, not Israel. Today we're dealing with the kings of Judah, the southern tribes. And the tribes became split. And one thing we've been doing is looking at the meaning of these names. Asa was considered to be a physician. Let's do a brief synopsis, summation of Asa. Now, when Israel tried to invade Judah, and we're talking about the northern kingdom because we were fighting, like they say, like Crips and Bloods today. When Israel tried to invade Judah and Asa asked help of Ben-Hadad of Aram Damascus, who attacked Israel, as soon as Israel withdrew, Asa fortified the borders between them. Later, he repelled an invasion by Zerah, the Ethiopian. Asa was a religious reformer who tried to stamp out idolatry, but was accused of relying too heavily on doctors instead of on the Most High, Ahiyah, for curing his own. We'll pick up with the story of Asa. We're going to look at a few of these scriptures, but we're going to start with 1 Kings, the 15th chapter. 1 Kings, the 15th chapter. And we will start with the 9th verse. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he. For 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David, his father. And he took away, listen to this in verse 12, what Asa did. And they didn't talk about this in this summation because they don't want to bring out the scriptures, but you listen to this closely. 1 Kings 15 and 12, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land. One of his greatest deeds is that Asa chased all the Sodomites out of the land. Is there anyone that will stand up and can do that today? You got your hands full. It would be pretty much all of America But this is how he knew that the Most High was not playing with the Sodomites that were very prevalent in that day. He took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers made. And also, Machah, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen. He even sat his mother down, understanding she should not rule over the people. This young man came in doing that was right by the Most High immediately, without hesitation. The Most High is not playing about having other gods before him, or that homosexuality and being a Sodomite is an abomination in his eyesight when it brings sin upon the land. Verse 13, let me finish this. And also Makkah, his mother, even her he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated and the things which himself had dedicated into the house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa and sent the captains of the hosts which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ijon and Dan and Abel Beth Makkah and all Cinneroth, all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramah and dwelt in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted. And they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built it. And King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might and all that he did and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. Probably had gout. But listen to this. Verse 23 talks about the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. Throughout this series, I've been showing you all how our scriptures refer to other books that you do not have, that you have not been made privy to. They'll tell you that wasn't inspired by the Most High. Get your hands on this book and learn and expand your knowledge and rightly divide the word of truth. Because in all that getting, you must get understanding and you must get precepts a little bit here and there. And furthermore, you must study to show yourself approved. Don't let someone try and stifle your degree of learning. I see in this book about another book that talks about the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel and Judah. I want to have my hands on it. And to let someone else tell you that you shouldn't read it, we don't do that. I'm going to continue. Let's see. Give me 1 second. Reading. This particular chapter. He was diseased in his feet, and Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. So Jehoshaphat, David's grandson, came in after him to reign. Give me 1 moment. Okay. Okay, so now we want to take a look at, we're going to move into, well, before I move on, there's some other scriptures I want to point out about Asa. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 14. And in 2 Chronicles 14, we will start at the beginning, verse 1. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son. Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was quiet for 10 years, and Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Most High. So we understand that he was the son of Abijah, that it was for 10 years that he reigned, and his time period was somewhere between 908 through 867 BCE. And we understand that he took away the altar, so we have 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter, that goes more in depth about some of his acts. Verse 5 says, also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him because they had changed the images of our people. And he also commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and commandments. So he brought them back to the law and commandments we see in 2 Chronicles 14 and 4. I'm only going to highlight certain scriptures in this chapter. Verse 7, this is Asa speaking. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about them walls, towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Here's a key. He said, now is the time to build, because we have sought him, and he has given us peace and has given us rest. A key to understanding when things are good with the Most High, when he stays off your enemies, and you have a sense of peace, and nothing's coming at you at the time. You're starting to clean your house and get things right. This is why we talk about you cleaning your house of idols, transgressions, which is breaking the law, and those who don't want to keep the Sabbath and Shabbat, ask the Most High to remove them far from you. But a sign here I want you to see is the peace that's round about you. One of the most valuable things in our lifetime right now that we live in this era is to have sanity and peace of mind, because the entire world is pretty much demon-possessed through man's seances, rituals, GMO foods, and pharmakia. That the masses have been bewitched through MK Ultra television and have been turned over to the false images and gods that they worship. Asa had a very large army that was able to support him in his endeavors to conquer the lands, but he was a man that cried after his God. Verse 11, and Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against the multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. This is very key how we should pray to the Father when we're dealing with our enemies. We can make our petitions known. It was after this that he smote the Ethiopians right before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled right in front of their face, and the Ethiopians were overthrown. Now, what I want you to take a look at is when Asa started to reform the land and that area, we find that in 2 Chronicles 15, it says, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, all Judah and Benjamin, the southern tribe, the Lord is with you while you be with him, key. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. I mean, it's a key time. He's with you, so seek him. He will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you, said the prophet Azariah. Verse 3, now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, the northern kingdom. and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, and brought vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. But ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Obed, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, but they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. People from the other tribes of the northern kingdom came to him, the southern kingdom, and wanted to be with him, Asa. He was almost at the point of unifying, because it makes it clear, Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, they fell to him in abundance when they saw that the Most High was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa, and they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen, 7,000 sheep, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whatsoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Machah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen. We read that, because she made idols. It doesn't matter who it is in your family, your mama, whoever. If they're worshiping false gods, worshiping idols, that has to be put away and destroyed. And don't allow it in your presence. Verse 18, to finish up 2 Chronicles, and he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold. 19, and there was no more war until the 35th year. The reign of Asa, so they saw a great time of peace for coming back to the statutes, laws, and commandments, erasing the land of Sodomites and idolatry. And the people still complain. Let's take a look real quick at Jeremiah. I was just reading some of this in 2 Chronicles, but we're going to go to Jeremiah 41 and 9 before we close out with Asa. We'll close out with Jeremiah 41 and 9 on Asa. Okay, Jeremiah 41 and 9 reads like this. Now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah, was it which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel, and Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with them that were slain. This pit that is referenced in Jeremiah was originally made by Asa the king, and he made this out of fear of Baasha, the king of Israel, when they were fighting, in order to deal with all of the dead bodies, and you find a reference to this later on in the book of Jeremiah. Okay, with that being said, we're going to move on, and we're going to go straight into King Jehoshaphat. And the name Jehoshaphat in the Hebrew tongue means God is judge. Yah is judge. The Most High is judge. And he reigned from 867 to 846 BCE. The thing about Jehoshaphat is he toured the kingdom to institute religious and judicial reform, because we know there was ceremonial law and civil law. He strengthened fortifications and army and revived the commerce. And they try to tell us, that's why this is our culture, and we must understand that. They try to tell us we were savages, and they taught us to read and brought us here in the roots. No, we were very progressive people in the so-called Dark Ages that taught the Edomites and Esau and the cave dwellers and the Khazars all about civilization. And here, this is why we talk about things that Jehoshaphat did, who was a Hebrew, who was a man of dark hue, how he revived the commerce, strengthened the army. Jehoshaphat also renewed friendship with Israel by marrying his son to their royal family and by joining together in common war. So he tried to continue in that Asa had started. They also defeated Moab by sending the choir in front of the army. Alliance with Israel brought God's judgment. Let's look at 1 Kings. We're going to read a few scriptures here as it talks about Jehoshaphat. Go back to 1 Kings 15 to begin with Jehoshaphat. Let's see. 1 Kings 15, 24. And it says, this is where we left off. It says that verse 24 is when Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. So this is how he took over after his father died and all the diseases he had within his seat. Let's see. And let's go to... Let's look at verse 22, 1 Kings, 22nd chapter. There's a story here I want you to hear. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And And the king of Israel said unto his servants, "Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours? And we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria." And he said unto Jehoshaphat, "Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "I am, as thou art my people, as thy people, my horses, as thy horses." And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, "Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today." He said, "I'll go with you, but let's inquire of the Lord to see what he wants us to do, because this is northern and southern trying to come together and stay together to defeat other lands. Again, even though we were split, it wasn't ordained completely. We're going to see that." Verse 6 of 1 Kings 22. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, "Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And they said, "Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hand of the king." And Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?" And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so." Like, don't say that. Verse 9, then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, made him horns of iron. And he said, "Thus said the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them." And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand." And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, "Behold, now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good." And Micaiah said, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak." So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, "Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear?" And he answered him, "Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And the king said unto him, "How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?" And he said, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this matter, and another said on that matter. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a living spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a living spirit in the mouth of all these that thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Shenanah, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord for me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son. And say, thus said the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. And Ahab did die in the battle. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead, and Ahab died. Let's see what happened to Jehoshaphat since we're doing our study on Jehoshaphat. We read 15 through 24, 22 and 2. So we're going to go to 2 Kings 1. Turn to 2 Kings with me, the first chapter, and we will read. Let's see. Bear with me 1 second. We find in this particular scripture where Jehoshaphat was Jehoram took over for Jehoshaphat. But let's look at 1 Kings 20:41. And Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And he walked in all the ways of Asa, his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, but the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might that he showed and how he warred, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And the remnant of the Sodomites which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land also. There was then no king in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. And then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David in his stead. Jehoshaphat made peace with the northern kingdom by contracting a marriage between his son, Athaliah, as we read, the wicked daughter of Ahab, and Jezebel, the daughter of Jezebel, Jezebel's daughter. So you already know what spirit was on her. And he united his son with that wicked woman. That was against Elijah, as we read about, but we're not going to get into the prophets. We're dealing with the kings. But he thought he would bring unity amongst northern and southern tribes, brought death against Ahab, who was killed, and they want to say Jezebel you know, how she ran things. But no, Ahab was her covering, was her head, and he was over her, but he was a wicked king. And we will read about him later. Right now we're covering Jehoshaphat. This turned out to be disastrous for the southern kingdom. And I'm going to read that in 2 Kings 11, 1 through 3. Listen to this. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. Some of these women and these queens and sisters were pretty wicked, along with Jezebel during this time. These women would raise up. Verse 2, but Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Uzziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain, and they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. Now, I'm not going to go into all of this because this is dealing with the marriage and those sons, but it gets into the other king in which we're studying. And I want to keep my focus right now on Jehoshaphat and his exploits. So what I'm going to do is talk about something that was great during his time that he had accomplished. Let's see. Second Kings 12 and 18 tells us, and Jehoash, king of Judah, took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, his father's kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and he went away from Jerusalem. So this is getting into Jehoash. But he's talking about the things that Jehoshaphat had created and all the things he's done. One of the things I want to bring out, which is a scripture that is I'm always fascinated by, it has to do with Jehoshaphat, how he sent the singers and musicians into the battle first. And we can find that in 2 Chronicles 17 and 21. This is still a king that did right in the sight of the Most High because his endeavors was to try and unite the kingdom. So I'm going to go through 2 Chronicles 17 and read all of that. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa, his father, had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Balaam, Shaitan. Verse 4, but sought to the Lord God, the Most High of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel, the northern kingdom. He kept the commandments, brought the commandments back. Verse 5, therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents. And he had riches and honor in abundance. Almost tried to catch up with Solomon. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord, not pride, but in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Ben-Hail, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nathaniel, and to Micaiah, to teach the cities of Judah. Very wise. And with them he sent Levites, even Shemaiah and Nethaniah and Zebadiah and Asahel and Shemiramoth and Jehonathan and Adonijah and Tobijah and Tob-Adonijah, Levites, and with them Elishama and Jehoram, priests. And they taught in Judah. So he began to enforce and teach the laws again to the people constantly, not just on the Sabbath. And had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. Key, crucial, critical. This is why he shined in the sight of the Most High, because he got it right. Our importance for today is to teach the law at the end of the day, which is is why on the Shabbat I moved this lesson to Wednesdays. We should be doing nothing but teaching the law, teaching the people, and talking about the law in wisdom, character, and integrity. Verse 9, and we read that. Verse 10, and the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat, because the law brought that forth. It brought peace and brought fear against the enemies. Everybody had to back up. Also, some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute, silver. And the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 he-goats. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. Do you understand that? That means he built what we would call mansions today, and made malls and made many great stores, and he made ships. This was a great man, but I want you to see the culture that existed that was there and the greatness of our people and our forefathers. But more importantly, the establishing of the laws. Verse 13 of 2 Chronicles 17. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem, mighty men of valor that could destroy hundreds of people with their bare hands. And these are the numbers of them according to the house of their fathers of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adnah the chief, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000. And next to him was Jehohanan the captain, and with him 240,000. And next to him was Amasiah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto the Lord, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor. And of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him armed men with bow and shield, 200. And next to him was Jehozabad, and with him 180,000, ready, prepared for the war. These waited on the king, beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. In chapter 18, we have Micaiah predicting Ahab and Jehoshaphat's defeat, how they would be defeated. And we read that because it was not of the Most High for that to come together like that. Jehu confronts Jehoshaphat in chapter 19 of 2 Chronicles. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. So he was upset with him trying to partner with Ahab, who was not seeking the Most High and keeping the commandments. But he still did right, which was for his good. He knew how to repent and try and do right. Let's see, 2 Chronicles 19. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set of the Levites and of the priests and of the chief of the fathers of Israel for the judgment of the Lord and for controversies when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, thou shalt ye do in the fear of the Lord faithfully and with a perfect heart. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, ye shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and ye shall not trespass. And behold, Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of the Lord, and Zebadiah the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matter. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. We go into 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. We see where Moab and Ammon were defeated. I'll read some of that starting at the second verse. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side, Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast through all of Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? So it goes on to talk about his prayer. But I want to move to 2 Chronicles 20 and 21 to show you one of the greatest exploits with Jehoshaphat as they got ready to go into war with Moab and Ammon and how they were defeated. It says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 18, And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Key to the battle. 19, And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Verse 20, And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Verse 21, And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. It's key. We don't have to do away with singers because we're trying to do away with the Christian church experience because we hate them and we know they're in error. It is still an anointed thing to be a singer and musician and to go before him in praise, as we're reading. Verse 21, And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, which is Kodesh, sanctification set apart, the beauty of it. As they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. They were worshiping the beauty of holiness, and this is what they were saying. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 22, listen closely. And when they began to sing and to praise the Most High, set ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Why? Verse 23, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead. There were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoils. It was so much. Fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Bereshah, for there they blessed the Most High. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Bereshah to this day. In the midst of their praise and going into the battle, the enemies got confused and began to fight and destroy one another. And they never set their hands to war. All they did was praise the Most High. Very key with Jehoshaphat, what I wanted to bring out with him. Okay, we're going to go into one more before we end this lesson on the kings of Judah and Israel. We're going to look at Jehoram, which means God is high, which means the Most High is high. That means Ahayah, great Yah, is high. Now, Jehoshaphat meant the Most High is judge. That's what his name meant. But Jehoram means God is high. And he did evil in the sight of the Most High, which is why his reign was from 846 to 843 BCE. Very short-lived. Quick summation of his life. Jehoshaphat bequeathed shares of his wealth to 7 sons, but gave the kingdom to Jehoram, the firstborn. Jehoram killed his 6 brothers to make his rule secure. He started off bad. This man was firstborn, and to make sure that nobody would come threatening his his reign, he killed his own flesh and blood. Cain killed Abel. Jehoram killed his six brothers to make his rule secure. Came in insecure. Now, he fell into idolatry quickly because he's the one that married the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. His father should never sanction that. He married Jezebel's daughter, like mother, like daughter, to seal relationship between the two nations. They thought this would bring peace. Jehoram lost Edom, his family, except for his youngest son, Ahaziah, was wiped out in a Philistine invasion that reached Jerusalem. Prophet Elijah wrote to him of God's displeasure with his actions. The prophet Elijah had to tell him how unpleased the Most High was with his life. The Bible says he died of a bowel disease. Since he was not mourned or buried in royal tombs, he may have been murdered or poisoned, perhaps. How you start is how you finish. 2 Kings 1:17 to look at Jehoram. This starts off talking about how he died. And we see, so he died according to the way of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned. Well, this is talking about Jehoshaphat. But Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now, the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Know that there's the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel and the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. So this is where we first hear this mention of Jehoram, and Jehoram reigned in his stead, talking about after Jehoshaphat, who Elijah had prophesied and talked to Jehoshaphat about his impending, about the death that was to come. But let me stick with Jehoram. I want to go to 2 Chronicles 21. Just bear with me. 2 Chronicles 21. Jehoram rules Judah, verse 2. And he had brethren, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jahiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephatiah, and all these men were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And the father gave them great gifts of silver and gold, precious things with fenced cities in Judah, but the kingdoms gave he to Jehoram because he was the firstborn. Now, when Jehoram was risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and slew all his brothers with the sword, and divers also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab. Not of Judah. He followed after what the southern kingdom did. The northern kingdom did. Verse 6 is key. 2 Chronicles 21 and 6. And he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab. For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife. And he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord, just like Ahab and Jezebel. He took on the character of his wife's family and followed after their way of the northern kingdom. Verse 7. Howbeit, the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant, which is why he had mercy, that he made with David. And as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. That's something else. He did evil, but he had made a promise. He made a covenant. The Most High is not a man that he can lie. In his days, the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Judah. Do you hear this? 2 Chronicles 21 and 8 tells us that the Edomites began to revolt from being under the dominion of the southern tribes, the southern kingdom of Judah, and Edomites made themselves a king. Then Jehoram went forth with his princes and all his chariots with him, and he rose up by night and smote the Edomites, which comp- passed him in, and the captains of the chariots. So the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Judah unto this day. The same time also did Libnah revolt from under his hand, because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. He said that them that were sojourning with us would get high above us in Deuteronomy because of the curses. And we see it transpiring right here after the kingdom was split. Verse 11. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication and compelled Judah thereto. You hear this? This is the wickedness he was doing. He made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication and compelled Judah thereto. Verse 12. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus said the Lord God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways king of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, this is key, the northern kingdom, which had been given over to idolatry and idols, and has made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring. This is what Jehoram brought upon the southern kingdom as well. I'm reading out of 2 Chronicles, the 21st chapter, verse 13. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also has slain thy brothers of thy father's house, which were better than you. Behold, with a great plague, will the Lord smite thy people and thy children and thy wives and all thy goods. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels. Now, you know if Elijah spoke it, it was so. Of thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness. He's saying that your bowels, you're going to go to use the restroom and your bowels going to come out your rectum. You're going to be so sick. Boy. Moreover, the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians. The Most High will take these people. We read this before. Because he stirred up enemies against Solomon, who caused the nation to be split. And he raised up Edomites, different people, to destroy Solomon, who had went a-whoring after other gods and idols behind other wives and women and concubines. 700. 2 Chronicles 21:16. Let me read it again. Moreover, the Lord stirred near to the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians. And they came up into Judah and broke into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house and his sons also and his wives, so that there was never a son left, him save Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all, he had to remain seed because of the covenant. And after all this, the Lord smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. The diseases that he put upon the Egyptians was coming upon our people for not keeping the laws and statutes and commandments and leading our people to worship idols and to commit fornication and to go a-whoring and murdering your own brothers. It's a game. The Most High wasn't playing. He will prophesy and you will reap the consequences of your actions. Let me tell you, people. When people do wrong and they do evil, don't think it will not go notice. The Most High will move swiftly. You just make sure you're keeping his statutes, laws, and commandments. They came up into Judah and broke into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house and his sons also and his wives, so that there was never a son left, him save Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, the Lord smote him in the bowels with an incurable disease. He had HIV before it happened. I'm just saying that it wasn't HIV, but he had some disease that could be cured. And it came to pass that in process, it could have been like a cancer, but his entire came out. It said that he would, in verse 15, thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels until thy bowels fall out. By reason of the sickness, day by day, he was releasing his bowels. There's no way you can live. Verse 19, and it came to process that in the process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness. So he died of sore diseases, and his people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned for only 8 years. He died at 40 and departed without being desired. They were glad he was gone. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings, because of the shame that he brought upon the people. When they say that his name meant God is high, what they're saying is that the Most High is above and looking, and he is watching, and you will pay for the evil and the sins and the different things that we have committed. Jehoram was a son of a king that did right, but he turned around and did evil. Much to learn from his life. King Jehoram, son and successor of the godly king of Jehoshaphat, must be remembered as one of the most decidedly wicked kings in Judah's history, and was married, lined up with a wicked woman's daughter and a wicked man's daughter. The consequence of his evil deeds, Jehoram faced two rebellions. First, Edom, previously a vassal state, rebelled, and the Philistines. And he had a commitment to sin, especially idolatry. Soon after, Judah was invaded by enemies. They plundered the king's palace and took his wives and sons away and killed them, except for, as we mentioned, Ahaziah. A lot to be learned from Jehoram of Judah, king of consequences. That's what he was, the king of consequences. So much so far reading for today, the kings of Judah and Israel. I pray that you will glean from our forefathers their mistakes, the evil they've done, that there's so many messages and things to understand behind those three kings. Take that with you. Encourage one another. Let's be strong and let's be steadfast in the ways of the Most High and what he expects of us. He's watching. He's looking. We're blessed and we're protected. And as Jehoshaphat experienced and the people of Judah, the southern kingdom, experienced, when petitioned the prophets reminded them that the Most High has surrounded you with peace. Everything around you is peaceful right now. This will be a good time to go forth and move, make a move. I liken that to the fact that if you're unsure, you've got to bring peace in your life by getting rid of all of the idolatry. This man got rid of sodomites, idolatry. He even removed his mother because she was setting up idols that was close to him. We have to be that serious about who we're serving and what we're doing. As for me, in my house, we will serve the Most High. I had to go inside my daughter's room and pull posters off the wall of people she was idolizing that she thought she was doing it innocently. But when you start to put these posters up of these so-called rock stars and singing stars and you idolize them and start to pant after them, you can't allow these things in your home. This is how serious Jehoshaphat was and why he was a man after the Most High's heart, because he swept the country clean, brought the prophets in, brought the Levites in, and began to teach the people. First thing, his first order of the day was to clean house. Jehoram's first order of the day was to kill anybody that can succeed me out of fear, covetousness, idolatry. Let us learn from the mistakes of something that never should have been, because the Most High is enough. More than enough. Our brother and our Messiah is our King through the Most High. This is your brother, Avi. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. Don't just think you've got it and that we can stay right there. All praises to the Most High. Be encouraged.
This is truth music, the truth movement. Yo. We've been a part of the biggest conspiracy the planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hates us. The world is against us. We gonna bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many lies. Try to hold us, try to
us, nobody ride for us, Messiah died for us, ask the saints, all of them cry for us at last. The truth has finally come out, we the people of the Bible. This is no doubt, can these bones live? I am living proof and baffled. Why my people hate the truth? False religions, false idols, false titles. This is truth music, not elementary recitals. Feel this, y'all, get close to the speaker. The world stresses me when I'm feeling weaker. Let it sink down deep, deep into your mental. Truth get so hot it overheat. Instrumentals, we from the big cities, plus the big lights. What a feeling, y'all. We the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many. Shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't take us now. When I pray to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all. We the Israelites.
400 years of slavery, the same people had a lifetime full of bravery, hung in trees just like the Savior, had to pick up the pen and put the truth down on paper. And if you don't believe me, check out the script, Deuteronomy 28 and 60 indecent tips on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not just BS, heretics, governments, politicians making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians, but now truth is coming out in these last days. Put the strong drink down and throw away your haze. Plagues, don't worry, the Most High will bring them. You wanna know whose address is on the kingdom? We from the big cities plus the big lies. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Long time, don't be waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't take us now. When I pray to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Sit back, thinking deep like the pit, man, an Israelite. Thing is really it, mind blowing. Who knowing? Try to stop me from flowing. Red or green light, I just keep on going. I quiet, I'm like a church mouse that's tiptoeing. My brothers live in falsehoods, they not knowing. Think we niggas, think we black Americans, Democrats.